A new Walmart is under construction at the site of one of the world's earliest civilizations. The planned megastore is north of Mexico City, near the base of pyramids believed to be more than 2,000 years old. Some are calling it cultural pollution, but others say the project will bring cheaper goods and jobs to the area. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports.
A steady stream of tourists pants as they reach the top of the 248 steps on the Pyramid of the Sun, the third largest pyramid in the world. Who built the pyramids of the Sun and Moon remains one of archaeology's enduring mysteries. What archaeologists do know is that the pyramids were at the heart of a city that was, in its time, one of the biggest in Mesoamerica. The area was abandoned only to be rediscovered later by the Aztecs. They named it Teotihuacan, or the place where men become gods. Near the pyramids, Alberta Emma Ortega blows into her conch shell at midday to honor the sun. Tourists passing by pay her little mind. Gray-haired and wearing necklaces of turquoise, she then sings a song to the sun in Nahuatl, the language of the descendants of the Aztecs. For her and others who see the pyramids as a powerful symbol of Mexico's unique heritage, the Walmart subsidiary Bodega Aurrera that is being built nearby to the pyramids is an affront to their culture. This is a place filled with energy, she says. It is a spiritual place. This is a very mystical place for us. Ortega and her small band of local protesters have gone on hunger strikes and plastered the entrance to the national park with banners denouncing Walmart. Prominent Mexican writers and artists have taken up the cause, sending an open letter to Mexican President Vicente Fox to protest the construction. He has yet to weigh in on the matter. About a mile away from the pyramids, the construction of the 71,000-square-foot megastore continues on the edge of the town of San Juan de Teotihuacan. Dozens of men in hard hats scurry around the site, removing debris and laying down concrete. The store is rising in a buffer zone that is part of the outer ring of the archaeological site, where building is permitted. Many other businesses have also sprung up in the area over the years. Walmart of Mexico spokesman Raúl Argüelles says his company came into the area to do what Walmart does best. The 60,000 people who live in the area want the store, he says. They want a store like ours, where it is clean, it has good service, the quality is good, and it has low prices every day. Walmart now owns here more than 650 stores in six chains, employing over 100,000 Mexicans. It is the single biggest private employer in the country. At its heart, this battle is about whether or not people think the spread of the U.S.-owned stores across the country is a good thing. Some see the stores as a boon. Others see them as a sign of a U.S. economic and cultural imperialism that ruins the local economy and threatens Mexico's culture. For them, building the box-like store near the pyramids is a step too far. The director of the Mexican government's National Anthropology and History Institute, Sergio Raúl Arroyo, says that he understands people's concerns, but Walmart has a legal right to build near Teotihuacan.
Desde luego que para muchas personas es una posición que respetamos profundamente.
For many people, the pyramids are a symbol, he says, as they are for us. But Mexican law says that you cannot stop something from being built just because a place has a symbolic importance. The leader of one of Mexico's opposition parties has filed a suit against Walmart, claiming that it has destroyed important artifacts while building. A small altar was found underneath where the parking lot is set to be. Archaeologists, though, deemed it of little significance and reburied it under the site. Outside the pyramids, local sellers hawk clay whistles, while others, like Lucia Marin, try to entice tourists into a nearby restaurant. She makes 80 pesos a day, about $7. She says for the poor, like her, the store will make life easier. It's good for us. It's cheap. You can buy in bulk for the whole week, she says. Others in the town agree. A recent rally against the construction only drew about 250 people, many from outside the area. The protesters, though, say they plan to continue their actions until the store opens in December. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.